you know what time it is, it's time to get ill. Yeah. Now what do we have here? And our all in this beer. I run this lane, you understand, I made myself clear.
We stepped into the wind, he had a gun, I had a grin. You think the story's over, but it's ready to begin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to radio.dominican.edu here with Penguin Radio on Sticky Situations. I'm DJ Honey.
You're DJ Too Smooth here. Today.
Here with DJ Too Smooth. How are you doing today, Too Smooth?
I am smooth. How are you today,
DJ? I am doing excellent. I took advantage of that extra hour of sleep we got this weekend, so my...
I abused mine, dang it.
Look at you.
At least you got yours.
I did, and it was amazing.
Gosh.
Getting mine is always amazing.
Anyway. Ew. You're a dog.
So, hello, everyone. It is Monday morning, or Monday afternoon, excuse me.
It's Monday morning, still 2 o'clock.
So, before we get started with anything, Too Smooth wants to give you guys the lowdown.
What up? So, I guess the lowdown means...
the lowdown.
So, shows today. You were listening before ours from 1 to 2, DJ Jams with the boombox, ba-boombox. And now, oh my gosh, you're listening to Sticky Situations. Oh my gosh, DJ Too Smooth and DJ Honey, look at that. And then after us from 4 to 5, we've got DJ Breezy with the 8th Dwarf. And mind you, friends, dear listeners, friends, whoever you are, that these are our fellow DJs' last shows. So it'd be cool that, you know, you listen in and give them some love and... give them some feedback. I don't know. That's cool. You know, it's a stressful situation. You know, they're growing as people, as, you know, we are too. But it's cool to be on the air. And it's, I think it's a cool growing experience for students. So give them some love, some feedback on what they've done and, you know, and in their shows. So after that, there's from 5 to 6 p.m., The New Normal with DJ Cool Kitten. And then 6 to 7 p.m., you got The 808 with DJ Ho'olohe. And then 8 to 9 p.m. tonight is the premiere with DJ Jazz. Tomorrow, I'm going to list them all because it's the last week, so I think it's important if something sounds interesting, just tune in. Tuesday, tomorrow, that'd be November 8th, it's What's Shaken, 1 to 2 p.m. with DJ Cheeks. It's my teammate, so give her some love. After that, 2 to 3 p.m., there's a Fresh Take with DJ Gaines, one of the volleyball players. She's really cool. And then Where's the Beef with DJ Beefcake, 3 to 4 p.m. right after DJ Gaines, and that's her teammate. So cool volleyball players there. Give them some love. Shout them out. And then On the Bounce from 4 to 5, DJ Duncan. Cool guy, cool show. Check him out. Basketball, all about ball. Ball is life. And speaking of Ball is Life, there's Ball is Life show from 5 to 6 p.m. with DJ Radical and DJ Smooth. And then 6 to 7 p.m., you've got Study Time with DJ KP. 7 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, there's the Combo Breaker with DJ 1UP. Wednesday, it's going to be weird from 4 to 5. DJ Young Z and her conspiracy theory show. Cool show. 5 to 6, DJ Amore with the Travel Diaries. Kauai Corner, 6 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, DJ Sadaharu. Wednesday, 78 p.m. Wow. 7 to 8 p.m., you've got DJ Royal, Survival Guide. Captain Quality, 8 to 9 p.m., My Two Cents, Wednesday night, listen up, listen Wednesday, listen to those. This we got Thursday, that'd be November 10th, Between the Panels, All Thing Comics, with DJ Powers from 2 to 3 p.m. on Thursday the 10th. What's Poppin', 5 to 6, with DJ Fizz on Thursday, those are the only two shows on Thursday, so listen to those. Friday, to end the week, to end the shows, All Rock and Metal, 4 to 5 p.m. with DJ R&M. However, it looks like he's on show 8, so I'm not sure if he will be doing another show or not. So, to be determined. 6 to 7, DJ Diamond, Hollywood Glitz. This is Awkward, 78 p.m., DJ Goody, and she is the one that wraps it up for the shows for the week. So give those girls a listen on Friday, and that'll be a good week for the Penguin DJs. And let's look at athletics here. We are looking at November. We are looking at soccer is over. Sad day. However, on the 11th, that's Friday, there is a game for volleyball, Point Loma, home. That's pretty exciting. And then Saturday, the 12th, there's another volleyball game, Fresno Pacific. So come check out those home volleyball games. And then the 14th, 2 days later, oh my gosh, they've got Hawaii Hilo. So they've got three back-to-back home games, Friday, Saturday, and then the following Monday. So this Friday, this Saturday, and this coming up Monday, we're going to the volleyball games to support the volleyball players. And then, my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Basketball is starting in the following week, so everybody put your shoes on, lace them up, and get ready for this because it's about to be fun. But that is the recap for the games. And you heard the DJ shows and the radio shows, so now we will start with this show. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Sticky Situations, DJ Honey, DJ Too Smooth here. And since this is our last show, we split our last show up into 2 hours. And I just wanted to start by saying kind of the reason why, well, one, I picked to do this, this particular show with DJ Honey because, one, we have good conversation. You know, she's an easy person to talk to trust, and she's quite entertaining as a human being. So I knew that our show would... we would never run out of things to say because we can talk to each other and we can talk about interesting topics and, you know, sticky situations that either we are in or our friends are in. And, I think that's really important that we can vibe on that level and then we can have, you know, a radio show that you can tune into and listen to and hear about our sticky situations and our friends' sticky situations and what have you. So I love the show, and since it's our last one, I first wanted to thank the people that have been listening to our show and that listen in and maybe, you know, talk to us about our situations a little bit, or, you know, just show some love or something. Or even if you hate my show and you just listen to it because, I don't know, you don't like me, or maybe, I don't know. Well, thank you for listening and, you know, spending your time listening to the show. It's cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. Maybe we should talk about it sometime. Maybe it could change your mind. However... I also wanted to apologize. I know that I get very caffeinated and I'm a very sensitive human being, and especially in the things that I feel like we've talked about this show, is I genuinely come in and the things that, you know, haunt me over the weekend, or, you know, the things that we haven't discussed that, you know, I feel very strongly about them, and I probably do say things that maybe I don't mean as deeply as I say, or maybe I do and I just hide them when I'm not as hurt. But I care very much for, you know, everybody in my life, and I am accountable for my mistakes, and I realize that I make a lot of mistakes and I say hurtful things, and for that I do apologize for, you know, anybody that I have hurt or anybody feels like I've said something wrongfully about them. And obviously my opinion or my interpretation of something that you did or a situation with me has been, you know, interpreted wrong, or you know, has been taken wrong by me. So if there is a problem, maybe, you know, somebody should talk to me about that, because I am a senior communications major and I'm very open to speak to. So yeah, also I love my family very much. It's always rough, but you know, isn't that what family does? You piss each other off and then you love each other and you forgive each other and you piss each other off and you forgive. And it's, I don't know, I feel like I'm a forgiveful person. I forgive, but I can't forget, because some scars are cut really deeply, you know. Mm-hmm. Some scars, no matter how much ointment you put on, it's still gonna be ugly.
Definitely.
You know? And that's what I always come back to. It's not that I want to lie and make situations. I would never lie, especially my family members. And I understand when I was a child, you know, when we're children, we do really selfish things that we don't understand, but I wouldn't classify myself as a child anymore, and I wouldn't do anything to really hurt somebody that I love, you know? And I feel like if you're in my family, if we share past and we share stories, you know, I very passionately love you and care for you, and the people that raised my siblings, you know, I care for them. But deep down, maybe I just wish that there was, you know, more conversation. And now that we're, you know, older and we're adults, you know, it's easier to comprehend things that maybe we couldn't understand when we were kids. So maybe conversation needs to be had, but that's owning up to things that I've done and said, and other people have done and said. And I will do that. Anything that I remember, maybe it's something that I don't even remember saying or doing, or, you know, maybe that's how feelings get hurt, is things that you don't even know that you've done that hurt people. So I think that's the whole part in sticky situations, and why we did this show is, you know, everything is a sticky situation, because you always have to think about everybody else's feelings. You know, you can't, I mean, you can do things just for you and specifically looking out for yourself, but, you know, then you have to think about the people that you care about and how your actions are going to either positively or negatively fall back on the people that you love. So I guess that's the whole sticky situation. And, you know, life is, everything can be a sticky situation, you know, because you have the choice to make it sticky or, you know, smooth it over for the fact of saving face or something, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, first off, thank you for that, I don't know, speech, I guess, or for your input on that.
I've just been thinking about it a lot. Like, it's our last show, you know? Like,
yeah.
When I think about when we started our show, you know, we would talk about, like, certain situations, like, you know, family or you know, school, business, and it's like, I feel like it's more applicable to our daily life, because, I mean, we're doing it. We're going to school. We're going to work, you know. I'm an athlete. You're doing this and that, you know, and this and that, and we come from different backgrounds, and, you know, we have different, you know, relationship statuses, so it's cool to see, you know, it's just, it's a lot of daily life, you know, coming from somebody gay, and, you know, in a heterosexual relationship, you know, so it's, it's just cool to see both sides of the spectrum, and I like how it's more like, you know, this is my sticky situation, let's talk about it and try to work through it. So
yeah.
I've liked how the show has developed into something. Like, I come in now and I, you know, even before we talk, we're like, ooh, let's save it for the show, you know? So it's like, there's even things now that, you know, we get excited about our show. So we hope anybody else listening does too.
Well, usually from this point on, you know, we go from whatever Taylor, you know, she does her introduction and then she'll give her little intro. And then we go into our sticky situations of the weekend. But I have to say my weekend was pretty freaking awesome. Usually something goes down and a couple of things that go down, but none really regarding me. So I had a pretty fantastic weekend. And for those of you who have been listening, I guess you could say some, or throughout the weeks that we've been doing the show and stuff, I've been talking to you guys about my significant other and, you know, things like that. And I actually, this weekend on Saturday, I had the opportunity to go out to a party and stuff, but I wasn't really feeling it. And I think most of that was because I was with him. We just spent the whole night just talking and it was amazing. Like we just spoke and we laughed, and I mostly cried. But
what? Why would you cry?
But it was because, so when we have our conversations, it's mostly like we literally just, like, if we're laying down, if we're chilling, whatever. We built first off we built a fort, which is, like, awesome.
In your, like, dorm?
Yeah, so we built a fort, and then we were just, like, laying under the fort, whatever, and we kind of were just, like, in our own little minds. And he was just like, talk to me, like, let's talk, you know? So I was like, okay, what do you want to talk about? He's like, I don't know, just, you know, let's just start talking about something. And I don't remember what I initially said, but somehow it involved, I don't know, it was like the topic of love. And we started talking about family, and then we just spoke on so many different aspects. And it was just, like, so good to just, like, have a conversation and just talk about, you know, and just, like, a vibe with, you know, someone. And then that's when I kind of dealt into, like, the heavier topics and, like, kind of, you know, had some questions arise about me and him. And
like, what you are?
I guess so. I don't know. I think I remember I told you that he had told me a while ago, we had a conversation, and he said that he doesn't really, or he's afraid to like jump into anything right away or expose how he feels right away, because usually when that happens, about after like 2 months of being with the girl or, you know, whatever, things start to just like die out or mm-hmm. for whatever the case may be. So earlier that day, I told him, I was like, you know, like, hey, we've been talking for 2 months, you know, but he didn't like really get what I was saying. He's like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, he didn't really like get it. So later on that evening, I told him like, oh, the reason why I said that was because, you know, it's been 2 months and you told me that things are dying out or whatever. And I don't know if like, you know, it was because you push people away or the girls push you away or whatever, you know, the case may be, whatever, we started talking. And I guess he was kind of, I don't want to say disappointed in me, but I mean, he was just surprised that he was like, you know, when I said that, I didn't mean for you to take it literally. Like, it was just like, you know, I don't know. So we just had like this whole like conversation about like us, and like I told him, you know, because the L word has already came out.
Really?
Yeah. It came out like 3 days after we met each other. He like came home drunk, or not home. He came to my room like drunk when I was like, I love you. And I was like, no, you don't. Like, be quiet. No, you don't. You barely even know me. Like, he's what? Like, no, I do. I was like, no, you don't. Like, be quiet, you know?
Oh my gosh.
And so, eventually, like maybe a couple, like a month later, I was getting ready one morning, and I was like, you know, I was getting ready. He was getting ready. And as he was like walking out the door, he's like, I love you. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I was closing the door as he said it, and I reopened it, and I was like, wait, what'd you just say? He was like, I love you. And I was like,
when was this?
I love you too. This was, I want to say like after like a month of us talking.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was super fast. I was not expecting it at all. But that was said. So the other night I told him, I was like, I feel like when I say I love you, I feel like I mean it more than you mean it to me.
Like in a deeper way?
Yeah.
Why do you feel that way?
I don't know. I guess first of all, it's because he's just this amazing person. He just loves everybody, you know. He has no hatred in his soul, which is amazing, and I wish hopefully one day I can, you know, come why to do you, that.
I don't see why you think that you don't, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's so
in the same way. Maybe you do deserve a love like that. Maybe he does mean it in exactly the way that you hope.
So I told him that. I told him, I was like, I think that I love you deeper than you love me. And he was like, well, why would you think that? And I told him, I was like, I don't know. And I think it's because, you know, I told him, I was like, I don't love very easily. And it could be, you know, because of my past or the stuff that I've been through or whatever. I choose not to love people, you know,
easily
or whatever, you know. So he was like, well, that's understandable. He's like, but everybody deserves love. We're all human, you know. We're all here on this earth. We all stem from the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You should love everybody. And I think so. He tells everybody that he loves them, you know. And he's like, so like, you know, with his friends, like, okay, love you, bye, like, you know. So once I started seeing that he was telling everybody he loves them, I was like, okay, he loves me like he loves everybody else, like, you know. And it was, you know, I didn't see it as, you know, he's in love with me, or, you know, he like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being such a girl right now and just like, or being such a simp. But I don't know. It was just super weird. But anyways, so like, you know, we had conversations like that on Saturday, and it was just amazing. And then last night we like, it was another great night. We were like in bed, and the time just passed. Like, we were just talking. I was like, I want to have like another conversation. Like, that was awesome. So he's like, well, what do you want to talk about? And we started talking about religion, and we just spoke on like every type of religion. We spoke about like our experiences and stuff, and then we got deeper in, like, you know, talked about our childhood and growing up with like the religion that we're in, and like, do we still believe in that? And it was just, by the time I literally thought it was midnight, I checked my my phone and it was 2:07. I was like, holy crud, like, it is super late. Like, and but like, it's amazing. And I asked him before I checked him, I was like, hey, do you know what time is? He's like, there's no time when I'm with you. And I was like, oh. So my weekend was pretty awesome. I don't know. Oh, but I mean, I have a couple of sticky situations, and I could be rambling, and this is not any of my business at all.
Yeah, we should have a break. 20 minutes.
You want to go to break?
Yeah, we have to. 20 minutes.
We don't have to. I mean, we can talk the whole time.
Okay, let's talk then. We only have an hour.
We have an hour. We're going to talk the whole time for all of our listeners. So, okay. So these don't involve me at all.
Okay.
But I want your feedback. We're going to gossip right now. Okay. This is our gossip show.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I have a friend, and I'm not going to mention my friend because those of you who are listening and know me will probably not know who my friend is if I give any other detail describing, you know, how often we hang out, whatever. It's not da-da-da. So, I have a friend who, okay, my opinion is the person that she's dating, she's related to.
What?
Yeah. So, the person that she's dating, how they met, well, they've known each other since they were little, but, like, they, like, recently got back to contact. I think it was, like, last year or so. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, we're family friends, whatever, this and that. They started dating. And they kept it a secret from the family and from, like, everybody. And I was, like, you know, always thought that that was weird because if he was a family friend and, you know, he was always around the family, I would assume that they would think that he's, like, this great guy, whatever. Excuse me. And so that was that, whatever, so to speak. So she told me yesterday I saw her and she told me that I guess him and her had talked about releasing or, like, you know, letting the family know that they're together and that they're really scared because they don't know how they're going to act or whatever. And that basically things could go haywire. Okay. That's interesting. Whatever. And then I remembered about 2 weeks ago, we had like this conversation about how her cousin says that she doesn't want to get married because she doesn't want to lose her last name or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's funny. Cause when I was little, I always thought like, oh, I want to marry someone with my last name because Karina, because, you know, my last name sounds so good with my first name, you know, and I couldn't really picture my first name with any other name.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was young and, you know, like, yeah, I want to marry someone with the last name, the same last name as me. And she's like, yeah, like, I used to think like that too. I used to always want my last name. I was like, oh, well, what's, you know, his last name? She goes, oh, we have the same last name. So I have a little bit of a feeling, like, I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, girl, what if you find this out? Like, yeah, crazy, right?
I don't know about that. I really don't know about that. It's sketchy.
I don't know. What do you do? What would you do if, like, you were dating somebody and they were like, oh, turns out you guys are related. Turns out this is, like, your second cousin.
I would hate I don't know.
I think I'd be nauseated.
I mean, for sure, like, not, that's not, never mind. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I'd come back from that, really.
It's just, I don't know, it's super, like, crazy. I don't know. But then,
isn't that illegal?
I'm not sure.
I thought it was illegal, to be completely honest with you. But I could be wrong, so I'm not really sure.
I don't know. Crazy. So I figured that was a sticky situation.
What, did they, like, ask you advice on this situation? You're like,
no. I don't think, so if they are related in any which way or sort, whatever, I think she's completely oblivious. I don't think they know. Because I think if she would have known, like, hey, this is my cousin, I don't think that she would have continued this relationship. I mean, but hey, love is a powerful thing.
Cousin couples have only slightly higher incidence of birth defects than non-related couples. 26 states allow first cousin marriages. Most people can marry their cousin in the U.S. No European country prohibits marriage between first cousins. The U.S. is a messed up place. It is no European countries prohibit. Wow. I'm going to Europe.
Why? Cause no European countries prohibit. So none of the countries prohibit it from happening.
Oh, I'm so saying it's allowed. In the United States.
I'm sure, like, that's, like, allowed.
I'm
like,
take a nap.
It's probably somewhere in, like, you know, Utah or something, or, like, it's allowed. Or, like, Kentucky, you know? Mm-hmm. For those of you who are listening and you're from Kentucky, no offense.
I don't want to say what I'm looking up right now until I find the answer. Is it a crime, Harry?
What are you looking up? I want to know now. I'm intrigued. You've intrigued me. You've sparked my brain.
Well, I'm just curious, because if it's okay to marry your cousin,
mm-hmm.
is it okay to have sex with an animal?
Oh my god, no!
Well, I'm just, that's because that is effed up.
You cannot have sex with an animal.
Bestiality.
Too smooth.
No, but I'm not saying I'm curious about, like, because I want to do this, you no, sick nasty.
No, I am a,
no, like, when
I'm
people,
aware.
Like,
nasty I know there's people
in
who...
Europe? That's what I'm looking what? Up. In Europe, if it's okay in Europe.
Wait, I've never heard of that. People do what? That?
Yes, Karina, DJ Honey. That's why I got, to, like, I totally thought it would be totally not okay anywhere to marry your cousin. Like, you are related to that human, like.
Well, I know it can cause for serious birth defects.
Well, I mean, like, just, I mean, you have all the same,
I didn't know that, like, I know bestiality was a thing, and I thought, you know, obviously there's, like,
Look, is it wrong to have sex with an animal in Europe? Because I could see some.
I've seen like things like I've seen stuff like that like on American Horror Story stuff. I didn't really think it was like a real thing. I did not think that it was a real thing at all. Well, not like a real thing. I'm sure like there's been the sick few who have done it, but I don't like. Why would it? It's definitely illegal.
A Danish guy has legal sex with his dog.
Okay, we're done. We're done. We're done talking about that. I can't. Break. Okay. You've convinced me we need a break.
Bestiality is much, much more common we're than you done. Think. Oh, this, my God.
This whole conversation just
10
switched.
Nationalities who fornicate with animals.
No. We're done.
What?
We were speaking on such good... Such positivity, and for whatever reason, the negativity came out. So we're
okay.
Not
let's
talk
about animal sex.
No,
and we aren't talking about discovery animals.
I'm turning off your mic in 0.2 seconds,
guys. I really just looked this up because I'm mortified.
Yeah, you and I both. But on that note, we're gonna go ahead and go to a break. Thank you for listening. This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth, and we'll be right back.
But you seem well aware your body is here, but your mind is somewhere else, so far gone, and you think I can't tell that you are disconnected, you pulled away, and I miss your presence. I always said to you, baby, you should be here, right here, baby. Head on your chest, babe, but your heart is so quiet. We used to talk all night long, now we're laying in silence. Your arms around me, but your soul is somewhere else, gone so long, and I know you so well. I know that you are everything that I ever dreamed of, and hope that love has should be here, right here, baby. You should be here, you should right here,
right here, right here.
Don't know where you went, but you're lost now. Don't know where you went, but you're gone now. Don't know where you went, but you're lost now. Don't know where you went, but you're gone now. You should be here, right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth. And before break, we got into some pretty rather uncomfortable topics. But before those topics came up, we gave you guys a brief and a brief and quick. Wow, that's repetitive. We gave you guys a brief recap of the shows that are happening this week. It's all of the DJ's last shows. So if you could please tune in to that, that'd be awesome. We also went over some athletic events that are coming up, as well as talking about, you know, our show in general and how thankful we are for it and how thankful I am and DJ Too Smooth is to have each other here and doing our show together. It's been quite the experience. And, you know, I just wanted to say thank you to her and for everything that she's been here for me with those words.
Right back together. At you, DJ honey.
Thank you. But, yeah. And I wanted to do a quick PSA. So tomorrow is November 8th, meaning it is voting day in California. So everyone, please go out if you're registered and go vote, because your vote will make the difference, or does make a difference. And yeah, I mean, why not? Everybody should be voting. So regardless of who you're voting for, go out and vote and make a difference in America. So yeah. But besides that, back to sticky situations here on radio.dominican.edu. I was kind of giving DJ Too Smooth here a couple of sticky situations that really don't, you know, entail me, because like I said, my weekend was pretty awesome, so I really don't have any sticky situations. I have witnessed a couple, but that's about it. So we went into one about my friend who I am not positive, but like I have a slight instinct that is she's dating a relative of hers. So that's so one. Scary. That's very scary. I hope and pray that it's, you know, that's just my wrong intuition. But there's that. Another sticky situation that I've encountered this weekend. So as many of us know, we're in college, you know, people throw parties, people have a good time. And, you know, I've thrown parties before when I had, you know, my own place and stuff and such. But this weekend I went to a party at one of my friend's house and, you know, everything was going good. Everyone was having a good time. And then all of a sudden I see people in tears. I'm like, well, what is going on? And then, I'm kind of mama bear, so whenever something goes wrong, people always pull me aside and, you know, just tell me or, like, try to have me do something about it. Well, I guess, you know, so my friend is taking me to their restroom. When I get into the restroom, and there's a massive hole in the wall. Massive hole in the wall. And it literally looked like someone, like, plunged their head into the wall, like, on purpose. There's no way that couldn't have been an accident, because it was, like, by the sink, by, like, the towel rack, like the wall, like literally, like if this is a table, the wall is like right there.
Saw it on Snap.
Yeah, crazy, right? You saw that. Mm-hmm. It was like on everybody's Snap. And the thing is, they don't know who did it. No one obviously is gonna confess. I know it wasn't me. You know, I was on the chair dancing, having a good time. But yeah, crazy. It's crazy because, you know, you invite, and it's sticky because you invite these people into your home, and I mean, it's really not even your home. I'm assuming they're renting. I mean, they're college students, you know. So when you invite people into your home and expect them to, you know, be respectful, because first of all, you're inviting them to your home. Second of all, that's not their place to be messing up.
Yeah, be respectful and courteous.
And you're having, you know, you're trying to have a good time with your friends and who you, you know, consider to be your friends or whatever. And at the end of the night, like, there's this issue. Like, what do you do? And, you know, you don't have the money to fix it. What would you have done? If you're listening and whoever did that, you're lucky that it's not my house. Because if that was my house, elbows would have been thrown.
Well, I don't even know. Because, well, I mean, in that situation, like, I remember there was one time I had a party at my house. And, like, my house. And some guy literally asked me for my gas can full of gas. And I was like, he was a grown man. I looked at him like, literally, like you know, squinty eyes, like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I literally asked, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, dude. And I'm like, I mean, if you come into my house, my party, and you're asking for my gas, you must need it very badly. I was like, yes, you can have my gas now, like, but get out of my house. Like,
yeah.
I don't want you to be here. Like, I don't know what you came for or why, but I mean, if you really need it, you take it and leave. Like, I don't want to see your face. Like, I was so upset. Like, he came with a friend. I didn't really know him. Like, it's like, what? You, like, are you just looking around in my garage for things to have? Like,
yeah.
You know? So I would have been pissed, but it's hard because what if nobody's going to rat him out? So you don't, you know, it's hard to point the finger at people.
Exactly.
That's when you get in trouble.
You can't point the finger. You really can't pin it on anybody. But, I mean, it just sucks because their wall was messed up. Like, not big whoop, but, like, you know, that's pretty serious. But, like, beforehand, people, like, because they throw parties pretty frequently. Mm-hmm. And people had been taking stuff of theirs, you know, just, like, stealing their stuff. I'm like, how do you, like, not allow that, but, like, I couldn't even imagine, like, if someone took something of mine at a party, I would not continue to throw any. Yeah. You know,
well, that's hard because it's like somebody ruined it for everybody.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, some of the stuff I was okay, what have they taken before? And, you know, some of the people were like, oh, you know, they took one of my makeup palettes or whatever. Okay, replaceable, you know. But then one of the girls was like, oh, they took my class ring from high school. I'm like, you know, like, first of all, who has the audacity to take something like that? That's so, like.
When did that get taken?
A couple weeks ago. Yeah. Crazy, right? Like. It's something so, like, significant like that. Like, it's just, it's crazy. And so, and then the next day after that happened, after the hole got smashed, or the wall got smashed in, people were like, oh, yeah, round two tonight at their place. I'm like, I highly doubt they're throwing anything anytime soon because of that. It's not, I mean, they're all college students. I highly doubt any of them know how to put up drywall. Like, having to get, like, that fixed is not going to be cheap. Having to, you know, I mean, the landlord is going to realize that, you know, something went wrong there. Yeah. Like, it's something that.
The whole wall is broken. It doesn't just get fixed. It's not just like, you can't just put up a whole wall without telling your landlord.
Exactly.
So that's sticky in itself for sure.
Have you had any sticky situations over the weekend, or how was your weekend?
It was good. We had a scrimmage at Santa Cruz on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
It was good. I mean, they're D3, so, I mean, it's tough because they want to play. Sorry, we played last weekend. We played, I think it was just last weekend. No, 2 weekends ago we played Maritime. Mm-hmm. And we're just playing teams that are I don't know, they're just. Well, they're smaller schools, so,
yeah,
you know, the players aren't as, I don't want to say that, that's rude. I mean, they're just smaller schools, okay, but both teams, I think we scored, the first scrimmage we scored 115, I think we scored well over 100 in this one too, but, mm-hmm. It's just we need to play better teams so we can understand, like, what we're really doing wrong, yeah. You know, because obviously you can just tell, like, we're playing hard on the court, but you can kind of tell that they're, like, kind of lax about it. So,
yeah.
I can only imagine if the pressure was on and what the girls would do. Like, that's what is interesting to me.
Any sticky situations?
Well, I got to go home and see my dogs and my mom. And my only sticky situation, I guess, is my mom was diagnosed with something that makes it makes her daily life increasingly get harder day by day. Just she's just losing motor functions in her limbs, and it's hard for me to, because I like to go home and help her with, like, the bigger little things, you know, like, yeah. Try to, I don't know, mow the lawn or lift things around, do whatever I can do, you know. Oh, shoot, I forgot to move the little trees. Dang it. But it's just sticky for me because I know, you know, it's good for me to be out here, like, getting my education, but it just hurts me to know that things are getting harder for her and she's all alone, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I just care about a lot about my mom, and she's in a lot, obviously, for me to get me to this situation and where I am now. I mean, I know it's, like, my hard work, but I wouldn't have, you know, pretty much any of the things I have without her. So it's just sticky trying to, you know, stay strong and do the things that I need to do in the time they've got to do it. So just trying to stay on course, you know. I guess it's not really sticky. Yeah, just trying to do things that benefit me. So
that's good.
Benefit everybody around me.
Well, we'll keep prayers out for your mama.
Thank you.
So before, you know, we end, because we're only doing a short show today, I just wanted to give everybody a big thank you, right? Yeah. Sticky Situations definitely means a lot to me, and it means a lot to me that DJ Too Smooth wanted to jump on, you know, the wagon with me and kind of, you know, help me navigate the show. And it has definitely been an honor to be in her presence every Monday and to be doing the show with her. We've definitely have gotten into a lot of sticky situations.
Yeah.
To say, for, you know, lack of a better word, we've laughed a lot, we've cried a lot, we've been mad, we've been happy, and it's been one hell of a roller coaster. And I just want to thank you for being here with me, and I want to thank all of our listeners for being here for us. And I would probably have to say that my favorite show, dang, that's kind of hard. I think my favorite show was the one where we talked about family and relationships, and when we spoke on the devil herself and, you know, our exes and such. It was an emotional show. Emotional show. But I felt like it was the most raw.
Well, yeah, it's weird because I know, I don't think either you and I like to live in the past a lot. And,
yeah,
you know, and it's weird when I actually, you know, when we actually have to talk about subjects, like, I don't want to make up things, you know.
Yeah.
So when I actually try to think about, you know, where did this root from? Where did this stem from? Why am I this way? Why did they do this? You know, a lot of it does come, you know, how I was raised and my family dynamic and the relationships I've been in, you know, that's how we are impacted by as people and changed and morphed. So, you know, and those are probably the two biggest impactors of my life for sure. You know,
yeah.
I was raised by my mother, and I've been in some pretty crappy relationships. And I mean, that's my doing, you know, a 4-year relationship where somebody was constantly cheating on me. I was engaged to a person that left me for my best friend. You know, it's just, well, I mean, I continually put myself in situations, clearly that just are not healthy for me. And I don't know what, I think I just, want people, or I just hope that people can change, even though most people can't change,
mm-hmm.
or don't change. I just hope that I can, you know, hopefully influence them or help support them and be the person that they want to be. But maybe it's about that person not knowing what they want, or I don't really know, you know, maybe that's another big thing that I need to figure out. But I know that seeing, you know, my mom's relationships, you know, my parents are divorced, and
yeah,
seeing my mom's single. So it's like, you know, just relationships in general are hard. So thinking about relationships and, you know, the person that I want to be, and, you know, and finding somebody that complements that. And another one of my biggest problems is, I mean, I know, you know me, like, I would consider myself a very loyal and faithful person. Like, I would never cheat on somebody. And something that is just reoccurring is I just hear that, oh, you know, you probably got, you know, you're probably a cheater, you probably got hella girls that you just talked to. And it's saying, nah, I'm a very simple person. You know, I keep it easy. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of things that take my attention because my time is valuable to me. So, you know, I use what energy I have on, you know, one person. And that's kind of the way I've always been. You know, I've always been cheated on. So, and that's probably my own fault. But, you know, that makes me not want to hurt somebody in that way. So, I don't know. That's kind of how it goes for me. And also my family is just, you know, I'm grateful for every single, you know, person. And, you know, being one of my great friends, you know, I would include you, you know, in part of my family. Like, I would lean on you. I feel like, you know, you're always there for me. And but my real family, like, those people, you know, have also taught me a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of who I want to be and who I don't want to be, and I feel like that's the true, you know, that's everybody that you meet, all your friends. They either treat you something that you like or something that you don't like, something that you want to be or something that you don't want to be, you mm-hmm. know, something you want more of or something you want less of. So, you know, I'm very grateful for everybody in my life, and I do, like I said earlier, I do apologize if I hurt anybody's feelings or if I said something that, you know, upset somebody or made somebody look like a bad person. You know, I mean, I apologize that the way I feel and the way that I see certain situations maybe make you sound like a bad person. I'm sorry. I don't think anybody's a bad person. I wouldn't have somebody in my life if I thought they were a bad person. So,
I don't think you need to apologize. So I think that's, you know, at that time, that's how you felt. And if they don't understand that in the moment, you know, understandable. Like, if they don't get that, you know, if they listen to it and they don't understand, like, oh, why she feels this way or whatever, understandable, or, you know, they're mad or whatever, but I think that they should get over it, because at the end of the day, they'll probably just, you know, things will just go back to the way they were, because history repeats itself. I just don't think you should apologize.
My family, like, you know, I know that this show created, like, some people weren't happy with some of the things that I said, and I'm apologizing because, I mean, like I said, the way that I feel things is very deeply, and, mm-hmm. You know, that stems from somewhere, you know, like, where did the root of this hurt come from? So, if something comes up, you know, that's probably my inner child, like, hey, this is a 6-year-old hurt you, you know, like, saying something that maybe, you know, I should have thought about one more second before I said it, but, I mean, in terms of my relationship, you know, the only thing I'd be apologizing for is I would never want to make somebody look bad, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's never my intention to be spiteful or have an ill will or ill word about anybody, so, you know, that's mainly why I'm apologizing. If anybody felt like they were being attacked, I don't want to. I'm not an attacker.
Defender,
but, you know, all the people that listen to our show, I mean, it'd be cool to know who you are, but I can't believe you stuck around if you did, listening to us, like, ramble. And I don't know, I think it is helpful, and I like the show because it's nice to know that, you know, we can come in here and that, you know, we can talk about the sticky situation and, like, here's another perspective on it, you know?
Yeah.
It would be cool if somebody ever would have called in and be like, hey, what's up? Here's my sticky situation. But nobody did that. So.
That's fine, too.
I mean, it's okay, but still not fair. Kind of sad about it, and it's our last show, so I kind of don't want this to end.
Well, we're going to go ahead and go to a break before we have to wrap things up. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth, and we'll be right back. This is Penguin Radio.
Met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. You. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink-182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay. I know about.
the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate. I can't blow that. We ain't never getting over.
Everybody, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth on Sticky Situations, keeping it sweet as per usual. And I'm really upset and sad now because that means that we're coming to the end to the show, the end of our show and the end of the semester. And I was actually like planning out, you know, like the rest of the semester that we have, and we only have like less than a month left. It's crazy. Semester's almost gone. When we come back from Thanksgiving break, it's finals week. Like, it's crazy. And then we have one more semester here, and it's time for graduation.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Do you have any final words for our audience?
I have a lot of work to do.
I do, too. Trust me, I do, too. But on that note, I just want to thank everybody for listening to us for this past semester. It's been amazing. We've had so much fun, so many ups and downs, and it's been real, y'all. I loved it. And for who knows, maybe Too Smooth and I will come back next semester and just have fun. Maybe we'll just have a 1-hour show this time though. But who knows? We might be back. So keep your ears out for us. I'm DJ Honey, and this is DJ Too Smooth with any final thoughts.
Love you all.
We love you all. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. And we will return, hopefully. This is radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be back.
Keep it sweet, y'all.
Keep it sweet.